Hi, welcome to Words That Work, writing that motivates, moves, and sells. I'm your instructor, Alicia C. Taylor. Welcome. This training is for you if you're a new entrepreneur or a business owner or a student, and you want to make some updates to your wording on your website or your flyers, your social media or product pages. You don't want to spend a lot of money on a professional copywriter, and maybe you're not so much of a writer yourself. But after this training, you should be able to identify your client and what they really, 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 really want from you. This is one client, one person. You may have a lot of different people whom you serve, but you're going to niche down and look at the one ideal client. Next, you're going to develop language and wording to attract your one ideal client. Then you're going to be able to apply these techniques, these specific examples to update your website, communications, and much, much more. Before we start today, I just want to let you know that I'm going to highlight some different organizations. I'm going to talk about different websites for examples, for inspiration, but these opinions are just my own. We're going to talk about copywriting. So you're going to use wording of skills and influence. So do it correctly. Don't misrepresent yourself, your product, your organization, because it's just not a good thing and it's not going to work out for you in the end. So be different. Use the inspiration of wording today. Use the inspiration you find out on the internet and other places, but don't just copy and paste because it's actually against the law. So what exactly is copywriting? Copywriting is using words to motivate, persuade, and sell. You're going to pull out all the stops on all your words. You're going to highlight something that is good about your product, yourself, or your service. A lot of people think, oh, I just hate sales. I hate being scummy or looking that I'm begging for something or just making people do something they don't want to do. But I hope that you're here because you believe in your product, your service, and yourself. You believe you can help, and you're actually doing a disservice by not telling people about it. So hopefully you've downloaded in the previous coursework, the course workbook. So if you want to follow along with me in that workbook, you can make a few notes and jot to the side, or you can just do this digitally or jot on anything you have around you. So I want you to dig deep into your product or your service. What value do you provide? I'm not talking about what is it? What do you do? Do you own a dog kennel? Do you own a dog bakery? No, what specific value do you provide? So this may be a concierge service, a customized service. This could be something like, hey, I provide efficient value. People are in and out in my store in no time at all. You have experience. Your staff has experience. You allow people to have more time, more money, et cetera. So dig really deep here and keep on thinking about what value and values you provide. Along with this, I want you to dig even deeper and think about what is your superpower? Why should I use your service or your product? Are you more experienced than the others? Have you gone through this experience yourself? What's your story? Are you super organized? Are you super efficient? Are you super friendly and warm and open with your customers? So what makes you different? You specifically. And then once you're talking about you, if you're looking at a product, think about all of your products. What are their different superpowers? How are they different? Why should we buy that specific product? So keep on digging here even deeper and then go down to the value question before and keep writing some more about that as well. Once you get those creative juices flowing. I'll leave you with those two activities. Keep on thinking, keep on digging. That's going to help your writing, and I'll join you in the next lecture.